The ALP National Conference kicks off tomorrow, and ahead of it, we're seeing some noisy positioning from the members, even Cabinet Ministers getting into it. Immigration Minister Chris Bowen is pushing for a greater intake of refugees as a trade-off for support from the left for his failed Malaysia solution. Also being contested at the conference is gay marriage, and adding to the pressure on the Prime Minister, last night's vote in the Queensland Parliament in support of civil unions. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, we just heard Chris Bowen on AM making his pitch for increasing the refugee intake to 20,000. That's up from the current 13,000 a year, if offshore processing is embraced by the party. Will the left be tempted?
Obviously, the left would like to see the numbers go up, but I think that it will stick to its line that it should be onshore processing and people should not be in detention. It also has to be remembered, we heard Chris Bowen admit that this is an aspiration. It's not a firm policy that the government would bring in next week, next month or even next year.
Okay, I guess even if the left supports it, doesn't mean the Parliament will. Michelle, gay marriage, left and right factions meeting tonight ahead of tomorrow's Labor Party conference. The numbers are tight on gay marriage. The Prime Minister is against changing the Marriage Act. She's against same-sex marriage. Is it a disaster for Julia Gillard if she's rolled on this issue at conference?
I think it's a disaster for her if she loses the conscience vote. Her supporters say they're still ahead on that, although the numbers are very tight. But if that happened, some people from the Catholic right could be in an extremely difficult position in the Parliament, and there's even some speculation about crossing the floor, which of course incurs automatic expulsion. She's put her authority on the line on this conscience issue. Now, I think she's backing away a bit over the platform because it does seem that the numbers are there for some platform change, possibly to overtly support gay marriage. It is that'll be a big call for some people, but if it doesn't go that far, certainly to change the present wording.
Okay, and Andrew Barr from Rainbow Labor joining us shortly. Michelle, Polly's pay screaming from the front pages of today's tabloids, a real Santa bonus for our politicians, but some entitlements would be scrapped as part of this. What can you tell us?
There will be a big pay increase. It'll be out from the Remuneration Tribunal before Christmas, maybe $50,000 or so a year for backbenchers and commensurately higher rises for frontbenchers. The trade-off will be that entitlements like study tours will go. That's been, if not rorted, at least stretched by some politicians, and also the gold pass system and associated severance pay and arrangements like that would be dramatically cut back. And
so that's a good idea.
Maybe go for the future.
Yeah, they'd be cutting out the access to basically putting your snout in the trough.
Indeed.
Michelle, Peter Martin has a story in the Sydney Morning Herald today saying that the auditors or the accountants who audited the coalition's budget costings last year have been reprimanded by their professional body for not declaring that they didn't actually audit the coalition's costings. Now, I'm sure Joe Hockey has told us previously that these were an audited statement. What's going on?
I don't remember the exact details of what he said. I thought he actually put in at the time some qualification, but what has happened is that they did not spell out, as they should have, exactly the basis on which they were working, that they weren't going to the whole assumptions of how they the costings were looked at. How the costings were made by the coalition and therefore looked at by the firm. I think the politics of this is that if the opposition doesn't use the formal process, the new budgetary office for auditing their campaign spending, then this will cast even more doubt over the coalition's costings, which of course were criticised and questioned by the Treasury post-election.
Okay, Michelle, thanks very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is political editor with The Age newspaper. And after 8 this morning, we're going to take a look at that Senate report yesterday, which called for a moratorium on future coal seam gas approvals in the Murray-Darling Food Bowl. We'll hear from inside that Senate committee with Green Senator Larissa Walters joining us. And the CEO of Santos, David Knox, is our guest too. Santos, of course, one of the biggest players in the coal seam gas industry. You're listening to ABC Radio National Breakfast. It's 20 minutes to 8.